Favorite firm, Extra Time. John, talking about boxing that is growing so much in the last couple of months, you see what's going on, all this activity. Now, do you think that boxing is really raised the bar now in the last year or so?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Boxing is as exciting as it's almost ever been. It's definitely more exciting. I mean, look, I'm 26. I'm turning 27 next month. This is the most excited I've been in boxing since De La Hoya years were exciting. Tyson, I was a kid. I'm loving the fighters that we're seeing right now. I'm loving the era that we're living in right now. Like we always talk about. I mean, you hear about the sports dying, but it's really not. We didn't even talk about Andre Ward. I mean, and he's the pound for pound king right now.
Yeah, Andre Ward,
Lomachenko. Definitely. We're talking. I mean, there's so many big names in fighting right now that are just as exciting as we've ever. I mean, as I can remember in the sport.
I'll tell you, boxing to me right now is like on its peak again. Yes. Boxing, I would say, has peaks and valleys. It's on its peak right now. It's definitely on the right track. I think that the heavyweight division is going to bring a lot to boxing in 2018.
Oh my God, yes.
I can't wait to see 2018 where you get the heavyweights. Then Andrew Ward defending his
title. Andrew Ward, yeah. I mean, like we said, he's probably the biggest name in boxing. I mean, now him and Lomachenko, and you got a bunch of big stars
you
out
know,
there.
And he's a class act guy. I like the way he carries himself. You know,
Ward.
Yeah,
I like Andre Ward a lot.
He's very professional inside the ring, outside the ring.
Oh yeah,
he's a real pro.
I loved watching him in that second Kovalev fight. The way he didn't push his pace. I mean, the whole beginning, Kovalev seemed like just angry and a monster out there, and he just kept fighting his fight and eventually wore him down. He stuck to his game plan and him and his trainers had to feel good coming away from that one with a win.
Yeah, a lot of fans thought that maybe the referee, Robert Burr, stopped it premature when he had Kovalev.
What do you think?
Well, you know, he hit him with some body shots. I mean, I didn't see Kovalev protesting the moment they stopped the fight.
No, it wasn't for a while.
It was after a while when I started watching the replays and then the promoter started making a complaint.
Yeah, when Kovalev complained about the results of the first fight,
because
he had that knockdown and everything else, I understand that, but I don't see how you could protest the stoppage in the second one. I get how you could, but I disagree with
Kathy Duva, his promoter, protested. He submitted a protest to the Nevada State Athletic Commission to try to get the revert decision called a no contest.
Ugh.
But I think it's just... you know what? Maybe they can do it for the third time.
I was going to just say that. That's what I was just going to say. Outside of, you know, that division's good and it's exciting, but I think I'd rather see Ward fight Kovalev again than anybody else. It was so much fun.
Talking about rematches, about Manny Pacquiao with Jeff Horn.
Oh,
What do you think about that?
I don't know. I mean, it's exciting. I mean, you know, I love watching Manny fight anytime I can, even in his older years. I did think he won that first one. But I understand where, like what you were talking about earlier, when sometimes judges judge the fans. It was there was a lot of those big pops, and the fans went "Oh!" every time, and the judges can get swayed by that.
Yeah.
But you know,
one of the things I was noticing last week, I was watching the fights, and I've been thinking about this for many years. You see some fighters have long hair, you know, and they get hit with a shot, and the hair snaps all the way back, and it looked like he got hit with a punch. He really didn't get hit. He blocked the punch. His own glove on his face made his head go back.
That's a good
point.
It looked
like if I was they're trained, I'd cut their hair like a crew cut.
That makes perfect sense. Yeah, it does look like when you see them fly their head back and the hair gets whipped back with it.
Especially at the beginning of the round when they put all that water in the corner, they come out to the middle of the ring, their head is soaking wet. They get hit with a shot. All that
water goes everywhere.
All that water goes flying. The hair goes flying. Say, oh, what a shot. He was blocking the shot.
And it just makes it look so much worse. You're right. That would be a smarter move.
I think if I was there trying to cut their head, everybody should have a crew cut.
Yeah, that makes a lot. I agree. I'd just be bald.
Yeah. I remember Roberto Duran, one of my favorites of all time.
He was probably
the greatest lightweight that ever lived.
Just a monster.
And he used to have that long hair too, but you know, but he made sure that nobody took advantage of that long hair.
Yeah, exactly.
He knocked your butt out in no time.
He was a monster.
He was
man.
Such a classic guy. He had all the skills. He had conditioning. This guy was really a hungry.
All those guys in the 80s, all four of those guys.
Well,
Sugar
Durant,
Ray, Duran.
Marvin Hagler.
And Hearns, yeah.
Hearns, those guys. Oh,
and there were others, but those are the four that people talk about the most.
Yeah, because those fights were Tommy Hearns with Hagler. That four
I just rewatched Hagler Hearns this weekend.
That
no joke.
The best four rounds you want to see.
It was. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of people still consider it the best fight of all time that didn't go the distance.
Exactly. I mean, there's some we could talk about the old-time fights forever.
Yeah, but, and we will.
But now we're so excited about the new talent that's out there today. And it now is it's a time, but a good memory.
Yes.
Going back to memory lane, it's good to think about those great fights.
And it's nice when you're talking about eras that we can compare it to, you know, yeah. and think about those eras, because that's how exciting this era is right now.
Exactly.
Is we're moving into a new era of serious boxing superstars. We're moving out of the Floyd Pacquiao era. That's the only reason why I was kind of resistant on the Pacquiao talk, is because we're talking about moving into this new era with these superstars. Yeah. Same thing with you and Klitschko. Like, we got all this young talent out there that's just exciting. I mean, we got people in their peak, people at the end of their peak that are, you know, just really being getting the treatment they deserve, like Triple G. I mean, it's just an exciting time for boxing, and I couldn't be more ecstatic about it.
I agree with you 100% on that. Manny Pacquiao, I think he's seeing better days, like we said before, mm-hmm. and we wish him the very best.
And
you fans out there, we'll see you around soon.